This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hey, it's a feel-good Friday here on a Boomer and Geo show brought to you by Surfside. Surfside iced tea and vodka. Sunshine in a can. It is Willie and Jerry in for the guys on this Friday as they, well, their weekend has begun. And we will be off to Pebble Beach on Sunday. Very much looking forward to that. And we've got a lot to get to still through the first couple of hours as we come to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio. We've kind of been off on a bunch of different tangents.
And
so, yes, exactly. So I'm going to ask you, I did this with Boomer yesterday, A or B. That's how we pick this next topic.
Let's
a or
do
B.
It, babe. Let's do it.
You a B?
I'm going to go A.
You're going to go A. Okay, fine. So I promise we'll do the baseball in a minute, but since you picked A. So a couple of things from football, because I feel like there is a lot of excitement towards this season. I mean, every year there is in the NFL, but, you know, specifically with the two local teams, I feel like there's some optimism when you look at these two teams. We talked about it in the 6 o'clock hour with the Giants, of course, and, you know, the different mentality. The defense looks great. The Jets have a different change at the top, and it seems like things are buttoned up. When you look around the league, so a couple of things that happened yesterday that were interesting. We talked briefly about Joe Burrow playing a couple of series. They score a couple of touchdowns. Good to see him out there and Ja'Marr Chase out there with the first team. We saw Anthony Richardson, you know, with the pinky. Now, that is not an injury that's going to, I think, have him miss any time whatsoever. It was dislocated. They popped it back into place. But when you look at a team like that, and I bring him up only because it involves Daniel Jones, who for Giant fans, near and dear here, of course.
Right.
This is more a bigger conversation about you. How are there some guys that no matter what they do, no matter what hit they take, get right back up and are back under center and never seem to miss a game, a week, anything? And then there are other guys that are just so injury prone that you, if like you're a fan of the Colts, even if you think Anthony Richardson is going to be your quarterback, how can you have any confidence he's going to last the season?
Well, it's tough, right? That's why you do have a guy like Daniel Jones in there who, you know, listen, Daniel Jones is going to be the starter. But as far as injury, like Anthony Richardson, he's had a bad streak of injuries, right? And on top of that, I think when you look at him from a quarterback position, he necessarily hasn't matured at the position. So injuries like this only feel like a setback because he hasn't lived up to the expectation in which he was drafted at. Like this guy was supposed to be a franchise leader, meaning a cornerstone altogether. I think in the division they're playing in, when you look at the expectation they had now have for Cam Ward, you see CJ Stroud. Like, he's supposed to be a part of that momentum within that division as far as a guy that you need to watch out for. We haven't seen that. So injuries like this, I think, yes, I expect them to get over it. I mean, it's just a finger. A reference to why guys are able to snap back into others, I think it's just that every guy's different. I don't know.
I get that, but you know, you look at guys like, you know, Eli never seemed to miss a game until he took himself out, as you know, Boomer's always mentioned. We always have fun with that. Brett Favre, you know, would take a beating and just would go right back out there.
Like, yeah, I played with Big Ben, who always played. Always played, no matter what the injury was. I think it's just the makeup of the guy.
I'll give you a guy, Chad Pennington.
What was Chad's issue?
Chad was a really good player, but he did get hurt a lot.
Yeah,
you
know? It was a lot of his shoulder issues, right?
Yeah. it's you're right. It's the makeup of the guy, yes. But what I would wonder is there something that some guys do differently? Is it knowing how to get sacked, knowing when to throw the ball away and not take that big hit? Is it the way they train? Is it the way they eat?
Well, listen, mistake. I was always taught this, especially my early years in football, like, mistakes can get guys hurt, right? And the play in which Anthony Richardson got hurt, he just didn't see the guy coming off the edge. Right. It was a hot. And so those type of things happen. Nevertheless, man, like, if you're not on your P's and Q's, you do put yourself more at risk of getting hurt. Certain guys do know how to play. Like, one thing Ben was able to do is he knew how to, he had a move called the dead leg. Anytime he had a guy kind of wrapped around his lower body, he was able to kind of drop one leg and make it go dead. So a guy couldn't, you know, if a guy was to kind of latch on, he would let that leg go limp and pull out of it, right? And so the little quarterbacks know how to operate within a pocket, especially when guys are, you know, kind of clinging on to him. Certain quarterbacks have that savvy. They are able to use their feet more, kind of use their body. Every quarterback's built different. I think Anthony Richardson, from the offense he came from in college, like, he was a dual threat quarterback. So a lot of him was just kind of implementing his body on the defender. Now he's having to sit in the quarterback and take those hits. I don't know if he's necessarily built for that.
There's a guy like, and I can hear myself from years ago having this conversation about Lamar Jackson, that I always was concerned Lamar Jackson wouldn't stay healthy because I always thought his build was not as thick as some other guys, and his ability to run, I always thought he would take a hit that would knock him out for God knows how long.
Yep.
Do you get that sense from Jaden Daniels? I know he made it through last year, no problem for the most part, and he played a fabulous rookie season. Does a guy like that concern you health-wise?
No, because last year he led the Commanders in rushing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's part of it. That's what I mean.
Right, and I think he's probably bulked up a little bit. And I honestly don't know if they want him to be that guy again. I think he had to be last year for the success of the team. It's good that he kind of has that as an option, that he can kind of tuck it and go and propel the offense. But I also think for Jaden Daniels, man, a lot of these guys, and this is for a lot of these guys who drafted last year and this year, a lot of these guys haven't grown into their grown man body. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, some guys don't spread out until they're 25, 26 years old. So some of these guys are still kind of in that youthful body. And so that's why you got to give guys time to develop. You just don't want them to deal with or get into any catastrophic injuries that may kind of set that back. But Jaden Daniels, I think he's good. I think he's fine as far as an endurance standpoint.
Now, bringing it back to the Giants in some degree, because they're playing in what is a very difficult division, I would think, with Jaden Daniels and what the Commanders did, and the Eagles, of course, win the Super Bowl. The Cowboys always seem to have their number. You've got two major issues, though, in that division now, with Parsons and with McLaurin. With the McLaurin thing, which is a lot quieter and I don't know why that is. I'm sure
they don't have to pay him. They're still
They don't have to pay Micah either.
Right, both guys.
But my point is, the Micah thing seems like it leads every sports football show, and maybe because it's the Cowboys, maybe because it's Jerry Jones talks more than anybody else. But the McLaurin one to me is almost as big as the Parsons one, because he's like Daniel's go-to guy. And the thing I read this morning was, and again, it's a report. I'm not saying this is factual, but it was a report that he's looking for $31, $32 million a year,
right,
and Washington's offering $24 million.
I thought it was 27. I thought they bumped up to 27. He's looking for 30.
That's still not close.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, they don't have to move. And so, because they just recently paid him, I think, a year or two
ago. So do you think either of these two things get done? Because neither has to pay them. Do you think anything gets done with either?
So for the Commanders, it's different, because I think they have about $75 million in salary cap space, right? And they don't have any edge pressure. They still need to make additions on that team to make them relevant. Valid, they went far. They made a good run with Jaden Daniels. But this team is no longer a secret, right? They're going to have to beef up this roster for them to get to where they want to get to and compete against the Eagles and some of the other elite teams in the NFC. In reference to Michael Parsons, you know, I think from Jerry's standpoint, all his investments haven't come true. You know, they paid Dak. Dak got hurt. Nothing's come from that, right? They now have CeeDee Lamb, who they paid. But CeeDee is now, you know, people feel like they're going to see the best of CeeDee because of George Pickens, because of the roles they're going to be able to play. So Jerry, from his standpoint, is like, man, I'm tired of writing these checks and not getting the output that I expect. So I'm not about to pay another guy who's going to, you know, he wants Myles Garrett money, so to speak. And, you know, who knows where what we're going to get from him. You know, we know he's an elite pass rusher, but they need more out of Michael Parsons, especially off the field. I think some of the podcast stuff does wear thin for Jerry and the Cowboys. And it's tough.
Well,
it's tough because Jerry's a big mouth himself.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I get that. So
yeah, all right. So where's the end game then? Did they trade him? Like, if you were a betting man right now, is McLaurin signed for week one and ready to go? And is Micah Parsons a Cowboy week one?
I can see Micah being signed before McLaurin.
Really?
Yeah. Because that's a need. Like I still see the Jaden Daniels and this offense being able to win without Terry McLaurin. I mean, you have Debo. You have some pieces. You have a new ramped offensive line. You have a run game. You have a big-time quarterback in Jaden Daniels. You can win. All you right. still have Zach Ertz at tight end. Like, they have weapons that they can lean on.
Let me bring it the other way. What if, knowing that Mike is making $24 million this year, it's not like he's on a, you know, making $500,000. He's got a $24 million contract for this year. If he doesn't play, he doesn't get paid, and he gets fined. Do you play hardball with him, knowing that when he does get out there, because he will eventually get out there, he's not going to just say goodbye to $24 million.
Right?
He's there, but he's not practicing.
Yeah,
yesterday was a back injury.
Yeah,
but he's
tomorrow
there.
Will be a shoulder.
But if you choose not to play in the games, he will be fined and he's not going to be paid. So it's pretty big, significant.
I think I read somewhere he's prepared to, if they trade him to some, I know there was reports of them trade him to the Rams. Like, he's like, I'm not going to the Rams. Like, if I go to some team that I don't want to play for, I have no problems with retiring.
All right.
I don't know. Of course, he's not going to retire, but that's been speculated.
I guess, so my point is, my question would be, would you not expect the absolute best out of him because you would think he's playing for a new deal? You would think he's trying to showcase himself to the league in case of trade. You might get the best version of him that you might ever see.
I don't know, because I feel like in Micah's eyes, he's done. Like, his tape pops. You know what I mean? Like, he's done
it
enough.
It does.
Right. So, but it's like, I don't need, what else do I have to show you that the NFL hasn't seen already?
I'll play devil's advocate with you. Last time I checked, he was on the field last year against the Lions. And they gave up 1,000 points in one game. And it was one of the worst games in the history of the franchise. He was on the field.
Yeah, but I also would attest that the Lions are one of the best offenses in football.
I'm not saying they're not.
And defensively, I would say this. They didn't tap out. They just didn't have enough.
What happened to the playoff game against Green Bay?
They got roasted.
He was on the field for that game, too.
Yeah, but he's... We know it takes more than one guy to impact.
Of course it does. What I'm saying is, as important as he is...
Yes.
And he is. I'm not diminishing that. I love watching him play. He's a fabulous player. I also have seen them get their doors blown off because the defense can't stop a Cole. I mean, just... terrible.
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with scheme. I mean, you let go of Dan Quinn, who I thought really had his hand on what that defense should look like and play like. And
he was the coordinator against the Packers.
He was. But you talk about that whole year. I mean, that defense was pretty legit until I think, one, they slept on the Packers. Two, I think they got out schemed. But overall, you look at that whole year, that defense is on par.
Sure.
So that's where I'm going. As far as Mozzie Smith, I think they really kind of screwed him up. They asked him to lose weight. They asked him to gain weight. They haven't got a lot of production out of him. Dexter Lawrence wasn't – not Dexter Lawrence. You know what I'm talking about. That just went to the Broncos. I forget his name.
Just went to the Broncos.
The DN. I'm losing his name. I apologize.
Me too.
Yeah, anyway, he didn't show up to the party. So I think there's multiple reasons. And DeRon Bland was injured a bunch. So
100%. When he played, he was phenomenal.
He was great.
I agree with all that. I can see where – you know, the hesitancy to just not give in to all his demands and what he wants.
Yeah, I think Jerry's tired of writing the check.
And he did miss significant time last year. That's not a made-up story. That is factual, that he did miss significant time with injury last year, too. So the whole thing, and it's all salary cap related, which drives you nuts. And that's part of the problem.
That's a lot of it. Yeah.
They don't have the luxury that Washington has. With the cap space.
At all.
So, and I didn't realize I knew Washington cap space. I don't know it was that much.
It's a lot. But this is a team that needs more pieces. They're not, you know, they had the great run last year, but they need more to compete, especially if they want to be on the level of the Eagles. And I think the dark horse of the NFC is going to be the Rams.
Well,
I think Stafford and that whole crew.
But he's injured. again.
Yeah, but he'll
I don't know how serious it is, but he is injured again. All right, when we come back, I'm going to give CeeLo his entire time because it is very Willie-related.
Okay.
So I'm kind of looking forward to that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Welcome back inside the Built Ford Tub studio. It is Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. The guys will be back next. Well, Greg will be back next Thursday. Boomer, a week from Monday. I know you are very excited about all this sound you have. So we gave you a lot of time all here right. to play with Willie.
Okay. Well, we are sponsored by...
You know what I mean.
Primo Brands, yes. I don't know that Willie and I know each other quite that well, but, you know,
that's not what
we
I
have
mean.
Known each other for a while, which we're going to get to in a second.
Supporting sort of. Relationship.
Yes. We are sponsored by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB, Major League Baseball, trademarks used with permission. Before we get to that, if you would just to let your imagination work for a little bit here, just for a moment, off our earlier caller, kind of fantasizing about a potential epic death for the great Boomer Esiason.
Yes.
On the upcoming Pebble Beach trip, a trip that has been spoken about ad nauseum now on these airwaves to the point where, you know, when you guys arrive at Pebble Monday morning, maybe there's a small crowd. Maybe there's a small crowd of adoring women there to meet you guys, especially
really?
Boomer. And then a mountain lion shockingly shows up and a horrific scene ensues.
Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, God! All right. Now you got to be like me out there just dying
yes,
when you're doing this.
I'm just crying, laughing out there. Makeup is coming off. So do you remember the video I was playing this morning of the softball thing?
Yep.
And you were like, oh, whatever. It's good audio. Just play it. Worked perfectly with the mountain lion. This poor woman was really corporate softball funny. Game. This woman sprinting home on, I think, what was a chopper in front of the plate. Guy comes out, flips the ball back to the catcher. Who then goes to tag the woman. And when I tell you, he just destroys her below the knees and she goes down in what looked to be a really bad injury.
Does that remind you of anything, Al?
Yeah.
Softball-wise, in our time playing?
Just that that's what Boomer would expect.
Yes, but how about Eddie and Boomer's agent?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? Up at you remember that, right, Eddie?
Was that at the Hebrew home?
Yes.
Okay.
against. No, am I alone on this one? You plowing over his agent at home plate?
Yes.
Okay. Jeez.
So Eddie was the runner, or the catcher?
He was the runner.
Wow.
And instead of, like, you know, just jogging in and tiptoeing around, or sliding, or just giving himself up, he decided to go. Oh, he set his sights on him and just ran him over. Why?
Did he drop the ball?
In your case,
like Daddy Henson?
I don't remember. I really don't remember. I just remember being like, "Oh my god!" Like,
don't like the women, and
just
that
clobbered him.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Well, we had our fun.
Play that
there.
One more time.
The whole thing.
The boomer one.
Sure.
Oh god! Oh god! Oh god!
I love the woman at the end. Oh.
Oh, very funny.
Okay. 2 days in a row, I've cried out in the newsroom. I forget what it was yesterday. By myself.
There's no one here.
Just
of course.
I don't remember what I was listening to yesterday, but I was dying. Anyway, all right, we're going to go back in time with Willie now, this hour, as I have dipped into my archives from time spent on the Jets beat for WFAN. So today is August 8th. It is the 10-year anniversary of the Jets' 2015 training camp annual green and white scrimmage.
Mm. I'll be back.
No, I didn't do that. That's all Eddie. Very nice, Eddie.
Gotta go back.
All right, so this is part of the setup to where I'm going with this, because there's another anniversary coming up. At Life Stadium and Under the Lights Saturday night was putting together his worst practice of training camp, drawing boos from the crowd of 10,000 plus.
Man, I had a smile on my face. You should have zoomed in on, you know, if they had cameras, should have zoomed in on me. I had a big smile on my face, man. You'd think we was on the road today.
Why did you have a big smile on your face?
I think in 2 years I've developed some really tough, you know, skin, so I know how to handle it now.
All right, so tough, thick skin for Geno entering his third year in the league as a pro. Well, just 3 days later, as we were getting ready to go out and watch training camp practice in Florham Park on a Tuesday, Jets PR informed the gathered media that head coach Todd Bowles had a quick statement to make ahead of practice. Bowles was sounding light and cheery as media members piled into the press conference room in Florham Park. And Brian Costello of the New York Post asked Bowles if this was a statement we would want to record. And thankfully, I was already rolling.
Oh, you're going to want to tape this one.
No?
Oh, you're going to want to tape this one.
Came, I missed you yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I heard you had some jokes.
I was complimenting you, actually.
Were you? I didn't hear that.
All right, so he's smiling, he's laughing, he's making small talk with Kimberly Martin there at the time of Newsday, now big ESPN TV star. So we're all kind of totally disarmed, no idea what's coming. And in the very next breath, the bombshell.
This is very brief because I have practice, but our quarterback is out 6 to 10 weeks, meaning Geno. There was an altercation in the locker room, had nothing to do with football. It was something very childish, and he got cold cocked, sucker punch, whatever you want to call it, in the jaw. He got a broken jaw, fractured jaw, requires some surgery. The team knows it's something we don't tolerate, something we can't stand. And you don't walk up to another man and punch him in the face. So.
It is surreal thinking back to it. And after that, he reveals quickly that it was rookie linebacker I.K. Anunoby who did the deed. He'd already been quickly released before Bowles
I broke my jaw and it sure stung. I broke my jaw and it sure stung.
Yeah.
Breaking my jaw, breaking my jaw. 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 Gino, we know you blow.
It's a little different listening to those next to Willie.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
This is brutal.
All right, now, with that, we all got to go out to practice to watch new starting quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick. And then after practice, it was, as you'd imagine, a feeding frenzy. We're trying to squeeze info and sound bites out of various players, including one very well-respected offensive lineman.
You can always count on 10th-year vet Willie Colon to put things in perspective. Doesn't care what the issue was between Geno Smith and I.K. Anunoby, it shouldn't have resulted in a broken jaw for the team's starting quarterback.
We were 4-12 last year. Let's be honest, 4-12. We weren't a good team. And right now, we're trying to become the team that wins games on Sundays and take care of each other. You know, I was always taught, you know, it's okay to kick the neighbor's ass, but don't kick your brother's. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
That's a
Willie,
good comment.
It was. Always good with the media, thoughtful answers, gracious with his time. Had one more line that he delivered.
You know, it's about respect. You don't put your hands on another man, whether it's his fault or not. This is where we work. This is how we feed our kids and we turn on our lights. we have to treat it like such. And this isn't a UFC match. This is nothing of such. We're football players. We're not fighters. If we wanted to be boxers, we'll go box. So that's where we're at.
Your recollection of that day and that sequence of events in Jets lore.
Just can't believe we're back here.
Does it feel like longer than 10 years?
It does. It does feel longer than 10 years. You know, that was unfortunate. You know, it was unfortunate for Geno, man, because that was supposed to be his kind of make or break year, yeah. As you know.
Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker.
B. Marsh and Deck was there, and we really felt good as a line and as a unit that was going to be able to turn some things around. It turned out to be an okay year for the Jets, nevertheless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in the locker room. I remember sitting in that chair. I was talking it. You know, I sat in the corner. If you remember, CeeLo, it was me, Bilal Powell to my right. It was Snacks to my left.
Yeah,
and it
David
was David
Harris
and the Brinshaw Ferguson.
Yeah.
So that was kind of our little corner, man. And that incident happened right before walkthroughs. And so usually during before walkthrough, guys are kind of, we get out of meetings, guys are kind of milling around, laughing and joking. So the locker room was already loud. And I can remember hearing the punch.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember hearing the punch. But guys are always messing around anyway, so I didn't really take too much into it. It wasn't until I heard Brandon Marshall go, "Get off him, enough, get off him." Because they had to pull
wow.
Ike off of Geno. And then I remember seeing Geno exit the locker room and him holding his face. I didn't know until it was reported that he had officially broken his jaw. I knew he had got cracked, and I knew his face was hurting, obviously.
As Bull said, cold cocked.
Yeah, he got cracked there pretty good. I didn't know the severity of it until kind of everything kind of calmed down, and that's when we found the news. But it was interesting because they pulled me and Nick Mangold out. It was like, hey, this is what happened. The news already knows about it. The locker room was like kind of freaking out what just happened, and they brought me and Nick out to kind of talk to the media, kind of be the voice of whatever transpired. And I remember Todd Bowles, you know, this was his first training camp. Like, this is like, talk about, you know, this is him trying to revamp the Jets and all this other nonsense. And he gave us a hard talking to, like, this won't be us. This is nonsense and yada, yada, yada. And, but I felt, you know, it was rough, man, because IK was a good up and coming player. Like he had the mold of being the next James Harrison, that type of build, size, play style.
Yeah.
Like he was like that it guy and really came from humble beginnings and didn't, you know, was really kind of his trajectory if he would have stayed on the path of how we saw how he was playing. You know, he could have been a real impact player for the Jets in this league. So for it to end the way it ended for him in particular was sad, man.
And then, of course, Rex scooped him up with the Bills, which kind of became a little bit of a sideshow. They made him a captain in the game he played against him.
Yep.
So.
The one part of that I don't remember that you played, his balls saying, you want to record this one. Wow.
And then he's, you know, yucking it up.
Because
I'm not criticizing him.
No.
He was so, we never would have known that was coming based on
how
he
was acting. It felt so surreal. It didn't feel real when everything was going on. I'm like, you know, guys, first of all, guys get into things in the locker room all the time, shoving matches, whatever. This was like your starting quarterback, which on any other team in the NFL, that's the one guy you don't put hands on.
So they wear a red jersey at practice for a reason.
You can rough up a linebacker. You can rough up the long snapper. You can throw your kicker out the window, whatever. But don't hit your starting quarterback. It kind of added fire to the Circus Jets theme.
I think.
Yes. I got another one for you next hour. One more from that day before we move on, because I'm curious if Willie or even Jerry can identify this voice, because it's someone I've heard both of you speak about on these airwaves before. Here was his short soundbite talking about that day and what happened.
I don't know the specifics of it, man. I just know it's unfortunate. And, you know, one man's out of a job and another man's got to get his jaw wired shut. So, again, it's just unfortunate.
Calvin Pace.
Yes. Is that Pace? Yeah. I love CP.
Yeah.
Good dude, man.
Yeah, the way he spoke and the voice, very distinct to me anyway.
Yes, I agree.
And I know he didn't like talking,
it was like pulling
but
teeth.
He was great.
And once you got him, he'd give you stuff like that.
And it took a couple of years, but Geno turned things around big time.
Turned
into
a good quarterback.
Yes, he did.
I mean, most quarterbacks do when they leave. I mean, look at Sam Darnold right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sam Darnold starting for Seattle and considered a guy. So
Yeah, very true. Jets and Packers tomorrow night. We heard Aaron Glenn earlier. You know, we're playing. Didn't really get into specifics as far as who and for how long. Same for Brian Daboll with the quarterbacks, other than you're going to see Jackson Dart at some point. So both local head coaches, a little more on the mysterious, guarded side, kind of playing it close to the vest with their plans for what is a damn preseason game, if we're being honest. Our guy Mike Tomlin doesn't play those games. He's giving you all the info with some typical Tomlin speak along the way.
I've identified some guys that won't be playing in this game this week. And it has nothing to do with injury. Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, Ramsey, Porter, and Slay. Patrick Queen will not play. Cam and TJ will not play. Oftentimes, I preserve them through this process while providing more opportunity for those that need more preparation or more opportunity to display their talents.
He just has a way with words.
I preserve them?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like they're dead.
Display their talents. He's a lot of fun. All right, back to the Giants quickly. Who knows what to expect from the offense with Russell Wilson, but count former Eagle Chris Long among those fired up to watch the defense work, specifically in pass rushing situations.
This is the reason I really want to watch this team play. They might have the best NASCAR package in football.
So that'll be Kayvon Thibodeau, Brian Burns, rookie Abdul Carter, and then rounding out the foursome.
By the way, Dexter Lawrence, per Pro Football Focus, 96 pressures at zero nose compared to the second highest player over the last 3 years with 20.
Wow.
Bro, he is a one-man wrecking crew. You should hear people talk about him.
And he referenced one guy in particular, now retired, but a name we all are certainly familiar with.
You should hear Jason Kelsey talk about Dexter Lawrence. Dexter Lawrence makes Pro Bowl players look drunk out there, powerless.
And Long just couldn't contain himself on Lawrence, full-blown football man crush on the guy.
He had like Cam Jurgens in a baby Bjorn last year at one point. Like, it's crazy, dude. Like, sometimes it just looks like he's moving furniture out there, dude.
But so he's a big fan.
Yeah, and this is why, to me, if the defense now with Abdul Carter, and you talk about the better secondary and what they've done, if they are as advertised and they can turn teams over just a little bit, because last year was like pulling teeth, if they can turn teams over just even a little bit, and with what I think is going to be in a much improved passing downfield passing game. Like they should be. I can't believe I'm going to say this. They should be fun to watch.
Yeah, but fun to watch is when you're able to put up points too.
But that's what I mean. Yeah. We've watched a team that can't get in the end zone for the last 8 years. They right. should be able to score points and turn teams over. And they, I don't think their season's going to be over October 8th. I don't.
Better not be. Well, we say that every year.
I know. Yeah, I don't know why it feels different to me. And I know what the schedule is. I know. But I also know that they always play well against Washington. The Cowboys, I have no idea what to expect. All right, the Chiefs. The Chargers, they lost their left tackle. Who knows? The Saints stink. I mean, you've got 5 weeks to where they could be a real NFL team. That's not asking too much. I'm not saying they're going to be 5-1 or after 6 weeks or whatever, but why can't they win a couple of games?
I mean, they can.
First 3 weeks kind of.
I mean, it's just the first. That's where I was going. I mean, like Washington, we expect to be better. Dallas, I think, will be better, especially with the addition of Pickens and hopefully Dak remains healthy and he looks good. I mean, Kansas City's Kansas City. You know, I mean, it's this team at San Diego is nothing to sneeze at. I mean, this team, the offense doesn't produce. So this team could be in trouble early.
So we can do a couple things here. We can do exactly what you just did, and I think that's the popular take. I can also sit there and say Washington doesn't have a Terry McLaurin, and year two sometimes for quarterbacks, they take a step back. I can say Dak hasn't played in almost a full calendar year. He's rusty to start. Mike is pissed off. The defense stinks. The Chiefs use September like it's preseason. Maybe they're not so good, and the Giants are all hyped up coming home, and the Chargers and Justin Herbert and the left tackle, maybe they overrun that offensive line.
Right.
I mean, I can make a case that they
would
be bad.
Yeah, we could play the pros and cons game, but I think to CeeLo's point, like, we've been down this road with the Giants. Like, we kind of know, year after year, we kind of know how this story ends.
Cowboys have owned them as well for a while.
I know that.
I know you of all people are.
My question to you is, is there one particular player? Is there one particular situation? Meaning,
I think defensively they're going to be one of the best defensive teams in football.
Well, I thought their front seven was kick ass last year. Now with the back end playing better because of the additions they have with Holland and Paulison, I think they're going to be better. I agree, but you still got to score.
Well,
and nobody knows. We watched Russell play better with the Steelers, but he couldn't throw in the middle of the field. He took too many bad sacks.
Understood.
So now he's playing with an offensive line that's...
Well, that's the... Right.
We'll
at,
see.
Mid at best. You yeah, know what I mean? So it's like, what are we part. Getting from the offense?
But maybe they're put in better position this year. Maybe they have more short fields than they've had. Maybe when they actually get in the red zone, I don't know, they put the ball in the end zone.
No, I would feel better about the Giants. Like you're talking about, there's something about them that makes you feel like they're going to have a better season. I would feel better if they had a run game to help Russell out. They don't have a run game to kind of complement what he's capable of doing. Everybody knows Russell Wilson's a better quarterback when he has a running game. They don't have a run game. So I would feel better. I'm kind of like CeeLo. I'm like, you know what I mean? I know what they are capable of, but we're looking at an older quarterback without a run game. And an offensive line that's kind of mid at this point.
This is where when Jerry pushes back on the idea that he's, you know, negative and angry, here he is, positivity, optimism, upbeat.
Yeah, almost
the
to
Giants.
A fault sometimes with these teams. But yeah, I think they're going to play well. And mostly because I think defensively they're going to be really good.
Dallas is going to play better. I think Dallas is the dark horse in that division.
Astros Yankees tonight in the Bronx. Series opener 6:25. Pregame coverage, Hunter Brown and Cam Schlittler. Mets out in Milwaukee against the Red Hot Brewers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo program. Willie and Jerry in for the guys. Coming up on 10 in front of 9. And a lot on the football this morning, which makes total sense. Just getting away from it. Just it's a short segment. And I did see this that really interested me. And I'll get to the baseball at the top of the hour with the Mets and the Yankees, who have very big weekends ahead of them. So one of my favorite actors all time is Eddie Murphy. I got hooked on Eddie Murphy, some of the Saturday Night Live stuff. Not that I saw it live. I was too young, but the VHS box sets that I wound up getting. So really enjoyed his work. Obviously, the stand-up comedy, okay, fine. But the Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2 to me, I could watch. That's like Back to the Future 1, 2, and even 3. I could watch them anytime I see them on TV. So he did and you know, he disappeared for a long time. Now he's back acting again. So he's been doing interviews because he's got this, I don't even know what the film is, but I think he did a film with Martin Lawrence, I think.
Oh, Life.
It's no, classic. I think recently, like it just came out. on like Netflix or something.
Oh, really?
I think
okay.
there's a new film on Netflix, something like that. So he did an interview, and the guy doing the story asked him for his four worst films.
Mm.
His four best films, excuse me. And his quote was, "I give you the four worst ones much easier," which obviously tells you that he likes a lot of what he has done, and it's hard to choose four.
Okay.
If I asked you, though, what Eddie Murphy would consider his four best films, where would you go?
His best.
His best.
The ones that he says.
And then I'll ask you about his worst.
I would think Beverly Hills Cop. I would think Life with Martin Lawrence. I would think Harlem Nights with Richard Pryor. And one more, right?
One more. That's three.
Golden Child. That was one of my favorites. Golden Child was one of my favorites.
So I will tell you that. Well, hold on. Al, what would you say? I know you know Eddie Murphy.
I feel like I heard him interviewed many, many years ago somewhere where he really liked his version of Nutty Professor.
I will tell you,
Boomerang too. I would have took
Nutty Professor is his second favorite movie. So that's very well done. You got one. By the way, you got none.
Oh,
none. None of those movies that you picked are in his top four.
Well, now that because now I was trying to think off the cuff, but then you got Boomerang. Boomerang was great, classic.
Trading Places, no.
Trading Places was very good.
Nope. That to me would have been on the list. And not two. I mean, because two is the same thing as one. But the first one was with Nick Nolte was fantastic.
Yeah.
That didn't make the list.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, right? I'll give you this. He, quote unquote, liked 48 Hours.
Really?
That's it. This is a good one. I liked it. That doesn't make the list.
I hope Pluto Nash is on the list.
Pluto Nash is on the list.
What?
As the worst film he's ever, ever produced.
Yeah, it was hard.
So how about this in the story? Pluto Nash cost $100 million to make. It grossed $7 million.
Oof.
They lost $93 million on that film.
Well, he probably made it
My
up the strip.
God.
He played the donkey.
You guys have any other guesses for best films? Because the only one we got so far that is Al with the Nutty Professor. The other ones would be his favorite film of all time, Coming to America.
Oh, how can I forget Coming to America? That's dumb.
So one was Coming to America, two was the Nutty Professor, three, which I would have never thought, but once I saw it, I'm like, that makes sense. Shrek. To me isn't quite.
He made a lot of money off playing that donkey.
And he was great in it. But that to me is that's a voiceover. I would not have even thought to put that in the list either way, good or bad. And his fourth one, which I didn't see, is Dreamgirls.
Great in Dreamgirls.
I didn't see.
I think he got an award for Dreamgirls.
I think he got an Oscar.
Yeah, he was really good in Dreamgirls.
I don't know that one at all. No mention whatsoever of the Beverly Hills Cop movies, and no mention of Trading Places. And he liked 48 Hours. The other one that
I'm surprised about Life of Martin Lawrence because that's a classic.
Yeah, that one's not in it at all. That's not in it either. Harlem Nights I thought was really good. That's not on the list. And the other one, so he only gave two. He said he could give you the four worst ones easier, but in the article, they only gave you two. The second one they gave you, and I never saw this one, Holy Man.
Yeah, that was bad.
So that one cost $60 million to make.
$60 million to make Holy Man.
That's what the story said, and it grossed 12. That lost $48 million.
His name was like G. He played like this spiritual guru, and he had walked around with a bald head and beads, and he was like, it was weird.
Now,
but at the end of the movie, he just walks down a highway and disappears.
And that's the end of the movie.
They're like, it just goes off.
So was he God?
God-like. Not God, but he was like this, he was like this spiritual guru. Like, he was just kind of like, I don't know.
Who was the one, this is not Eddie Murphy, who was the old guy that played God?
Morgan Freeman?
George Burns. I was going to say Jerry Burns. That's the Vikings coach. George Burns.
With John Denver, I believe.
And that was Oh God.
Yes. And Oh God 2.
And Book 2. Which, those were funny back in the day. But yeah, so Holy Man.
Holy Man was not good.
And then the other one, just because you mentioned it, The Golden Child. So The Golden Child to me.
He didn't like it?
He didn't mention it. I happen to
love
that movie. I love
The Golden Child.
It's stupid. It is very funny.
Stupid, but it's good.
Come on. It is very good. And
it's no different from Indiana Jones.
I mean, when he's in the plane and they got the raw chicken on the seat, very fun. When the first scene when the guy's at the newsstand.
And who was the lady? She was smoking in it. What was her name?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, she was gorgeous.
So that movie wasn't mentioned either. I could see that. I can't imagine that was critically acclaimed, but I did like that movie, as dumb as it was. It got stupid at the end with the big bird chasing him. Come on.
The pterodactyl dragon thing. Yeah, it gets weird.
But it was a good movie. So I thought that was very interesting. He's one of my favorite actors, and the no mention of those movies was, that hurt me a little bit.
Yeah, I'm more embarrassed that I didn't mention Coming to America, which is like a...
Understood.
Staple.
Like and Coming to America 2, as good of a sequel as you're going to get... It was not horrible. How could you say
that
was horrible?
The one with Wesley Snipes?
Yeah. I thought you didn't like that?
2?
No. Listen, take it for what it is.
I did not like it at all.
Okay.
I'm surprised you liked
the first one. I did like it.
The first one's an American classic.
Sequels usually are terrible. I thought it was pretty good.
But that's why I don't like sequels. I believe in some things should be left alone.
But about Beverly Hills Cop 2 is very good. And so was, I'm going to say this too, the last one that just came out was very good. The one in L.A., obviously in L.A., the one just came out
a couple
summers ago.
Yeah, I didn't see it, so I can't throw rocks.
It was good. 3 was garbage.
Okay.
3 was terrible. I think he would admit that, although that didn't make the list either. 4 was good after a 20-year hiatus or 25 years, whatever it was.
But a lot of his recent stuff have been misses. They haven't been...
I suppose. I mean, they've made money. Like, Coming to America 2 made money.
Yeah, because I think everybody who loved 1 came to see if it was going to be just as good or better.
And same thing, Godfather 1 and 2, incredible. 3, you don't need it.
Yeah.
Complete waste of time.
I'm with you.
Back to the Future 3, pretty good.
Which one is that?
Back to the West.
Yeah. That was good.
That was good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.